Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The county SWAT team served a search warrant at a residence in the 900 block of O Street in Eureka at 7 o'clock this morning. Eureka police were notified by Fresno police that two men, each of whom is a validated gang member and who were wanted on $1 million bail each, could be in the area. Police were able to confirm that the two men were in fact in Eureka, and Fresno detectives traveled to Eureka to take them into custody. Both men were considered armed and dangerous, and the county SWAT team was called out to assist. Officers deployed in the neighborhood around the residence while neighbors were evacuated. The two suspects surrendered without incident and were booked into county jail where they await transport back to Fresno. Fresno police requested that the names of the two suspects be withheld due to a pending investigation involving assault with a firearm and conspiracy. The county coroner's office has tentatively identified the body of an adult male which was found in Cooper's Gulch on 14th Street in Eureka last week. Humboldt Bay fire crews found the body after putting out a small blaze, and an autopsy has determined that the man died as a result of smoke inhalation, although the manner of death has yet to be determined. The coroner has identified the remains as those of 70-year-old Eureka resident William Cody Waldron. The coroner was unable to locate any relatives of Waldron's, and information from next of kin is needed to make a concrete ID. Anyone with information about the victim or the incident is asked to contact authorities. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a garage fire at a residence in the 1300 block of 6th Street in Eureka on Thursday night. The fire was found in a detached garage in the alley behind the residence, and the structure suffered moderate damage. The fire also threatened to extend to a neighboring garage, and fire crews were on scene for more than 2 hours completing overhaul and investigation. The cause was determined to have been from sparks coming from a welder, and there were no injuries reported. Humboldt Bay firefighters were called out to a report of smoke coming from a utility room at a commercial in building in the 2200 block of Myrtle Avenue on Thursday evening. Fire crews found moderate smoke and they located the seat of the fire underneath a water heater. The fire was quickly extinguished and it was contained in the utility room. Damage was estimated at $3,000 and there were no injuries. The Schatz Energy Center has received more than $94,000 from the State Energy Commission to continue its work on a project to convert biomass fuels into chemical energy to save on the use of natural gas at the school. The Schatz Energy Center estimates that school could save upwards of $9 million per year in energy costs by replacing the natural gas consumed without expensive or extensive modifications to current equipment. This grant is the second grant the Schatz Center has received in the past month, and the project is expected to begin in June. This, you're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Wednesday night, Fortuna police responded to a report of subjects breaking the window out of a vehicle near Ronerville Road and Roner Drive, and while on scene, those officers heard the report of shots being fired in the area of Blue Jay Court in Fortuna. When officers arrived at Blue Jay Court, they saw two men, later identified as 19-year-old Brent Smith and his 22-year-old brother Rin Smith, fleeing the scene. The two men were detained and later arrested on suspicion of burglary, vandalism, public intoxication, and child endangerment. On Thursday, Fortuna police contacted and interviewed a fourth suspect in the incident, 22-year-old Roy Betancourt. After he turned himself in on Thursday night, Betancourt is expected to be arrested and booked as well. Today is a notable date in rock and roll history. Dan Squire has more.
For those of you of a certain age, and for the rest of us who came along a little bit later, today's notable anniversary has affected us all. It was 50 years ago today that the Beatles released their first album, Please, Please Me. The album launched the career of the world's best-known band and changed the face of Western music. The album contained some of the band's most memorable hits like I Saw Her Standing There, Do You Know a Secret, and Twist and Shout. So happy Friday from the Beatles.
And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.